following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page. On New Year's Day in 1959, he was given an opportunity to write a new chapter in his life and start anew. Before that, his life read like a Steinbeck novel. He came from a poor family who moved from Oklahoma, and he was literally born in an old, abandoned boxcar. He was born with health issues. His father died of a stroke when he was 9 years old, setting him on a path of what he called illegal motion. With no father and his mother always gone working to support their family, he got mixed up with the wrong crowd. The rebellious young man spent time in juvenile facilities and reform schools over the next several years, according to the Tennessean. His own mother was the one who turned him into juvenile authorities as incorrigible, according to Rolling Stone magazine. By his own estimate, he was locked up more than a dozen times on charges including robbery, truancy, petty larceny, shoplifting, check forgery, and car theft. It would get worse. He was convicted of burglary in 1957, and he found himself at San Quentin at the age of 20. At San Quentin, he found out that his wife was expecting a child, but it was from another man. That affected him greatly. The book of his life continued spiraling downward, and for his 21st birthday, he spent a week in solitary confinement for various other misdeeds. Any other man would have given up and become a hardened criminal, but in 1959, he met a kindred spirit to embattled men, according to USA Today. On that day, January 1st, New Year's Day, 1959, Johnny Cash showed up at San Quentin.
Hey, you think I didn't get water in a tin cup? Listen. Okay. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Performing a free concert for the prisoners. Years later, he would joke with Cash, telling him, "The first time I ever saw you perform, it was at San Quentin." Cash replied, "I don't remember you being in that show." Merle Haggard would reply with a smile, "I was in the audience, Johnny." Haggard had already been interested in music but gotten sidetracked, but hearing Johnny Cash that day inspired him. It's considered a turning point in Haggard's life, a moment he later discussed as helping him become a better person, according to the documentary by Ken Burns. Merle Haggard was given an opportunity to write a new chapter in his life and start anew. On that day, the man in black, Johnny Cash, showed up at the prison to play a free concert for the prisoners. Haggard was so inspired that day, he decided to launch a career after prison. It didn't happen overnight. Haggard said it took him several months to get used to being out of the penitentiary, and that it was so difficult at times that he actually wanted to go back in. He also said it was the loneliest he had ever felt, but he never gave up. He was determined he was going to take control of this book of his life and start writing the chapters his own way. Merle Haggard would become one of the most successful singers in the history of country music, a contrarian populist whose songs about his scuffling early life and his time in prison made him the closest thing that the genre had to a real-life outlaw hero, according to the New York Times. Over six decades, he composed and performed one of the greatest repertoires in country music, capturing the American condition with his stories of the poor, the lost, the working class, heartbroken and hard living, according to Rolling Stone. He had 38 number one hits on the country charts, and he never had to look far for material, as his songs were all taken from the pages of his own life. He wrote empathetically about poverty. The Great Depression was often his muse, according to the New York Times. His late 1960s hit, Hungry Eyes, revisited the dignity-starved lives his parents had led on arriving at California's squalid Hoovervilles after fleeing the Dust Bowl in 1935.
A canvas-covered cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stand out in this memory I revive. 'cause my daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands, and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes.
At first, he would keep his prison experience private, saying, "I was bullheaded about my career. I didn't want to talk about being in prison." But the man in black, Johnny Cash, would inspire him again, telling him he should talk about it. "It's just owning up to it," Cash told him. He would write Branded Man about a man trying to make it out of prison, and the prison diaries Sing Me Back Home and Mama Tried. Rolling Stone said he was so politically outspoken, taking stances unpopular in the music world. He wrote a song about hope, which he wrote after President Obama was elected. With songs like Irma Jackson and The Immigrant, he would sing about interracial love and undocumented immigrants. And when the Dixie Chicks received backlash for criticizing the invasion of Iraq, Haggard would defend them, saying that they had the right to express their opinion. He was the working man's poet, according to the Tennessean. He was a fiercely independent artist who influenced country music like few others. In 1977, he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, then the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1994. He received a Grammy Award for a Lifetime Achievement in 2006 and a Kennedy Center Award in 2010. Earl Haggard was a rebel. He was a man of hope. His life is a testament to that. He once said, "You don't want to close the door on hope." Through all his troubles, he never closed that door. He continued writing the chapters of his life his own way. He once said, "Lay in the weeds and wait. And when you get your chance to say something good." Merle Haggard did just that with his life. He said something good.
"Won't you sing me back home? The song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive."
This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page on Facebook. Just look for John, J-O-N-S, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon. This was an entry from New Year's Day, 2020. Thank you for listening.
"The roots of my raisin run deep. I've come back for the strength that I need. And hope comes no matter